This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port-in, 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We got this one, and I, again, moved it to the top. All the people waiting on their Am I the Jerks to get read, I'm sorry. We get better ones, and I move them to the top.
Not better.
No offense.
Things that are more pressing, let's
say. Or something we've never dealt with before on Am I the Jerk.
Like this one.
Yeah, and you can always email them to us. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. All right. We named her Dancing Darla. Maybe she named herself that. I don't remember naming her that. I think she...
I was going to say, was I half asleep when we named her? Because I don't remember naming this person.
Our listeners are so in tune. They're giving themselves names.
They're naming them. So Dancing Darla.
I love this.
Okay, Darla.
I love you, Darla, for
Dancing
that.
Dancing Darla.
She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not dancing with my stepmom at my wedding? Hold on. She said, my stepdad has been in my life since I was in kindergarten, and he has always been there for me. Because of this, I asked him to do the father-daughter dance with me at my wedding. I was hoping to dance with both my dad and my stepdad, and thankfully, my dad seemed okay with it.
Cool.
Or so I thought.
Oh.
Lately, my dad's been hinting that if I'm dancing with my stepdad, I should also dance with my stepmom during the mother-daughter dance.
Oh.
I've known my stepmom for almost 3 years. I like my stepmom. We have a good relationship, but I really wanted that moment to honor my mom, who has always been there for me.
There's a mother-daughter dance, too?
Yeah, there can be, yes. You can be whatever you want.
I guess it's your day. Right. Nerman, let me stop talking.
So she said, recently, my stepmom texted my mom asking if she would be willing to share the dance with her.
What'd you spill over there?
I almost spilled my coffee. Girl. She said, my mom made it clear to me that she's willing to do whatever makes things easier for me, but I don't think my mom should have to share that moment. I feel caught in the middle and guilty, but I told my mom to tell her no.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I the jerk for not dancing with my stepmom at my wedding? Okay, so let me get this straight.
She's persistent, though, and she wants to dance with you.
You got the audacity in this one that the stepmom calls the bio mom and says, do you mind if we share the mother-daughter dance? And the bride's like, I didn't ask you to dance at my wedding.
Could you imagine she cuts in? Talking about, may I have this dance?
Oh my God, I would die. I'd be like, no, you've only been in my life 3 years. You're cool, but get out.
They're trying to J-Lo and Shakira the situation.
100%.
They want to make them split a song.
They want to split it up.
Wow.
So she's saying, I want to dance with my dad and stepdad. They're cool with that.
Sure.
I want to dance with my mom, but I don't want to dance with my stepmom. Because, again, good relationship, but she hasn't been there my whole life like my stepdad has.
Doesn't feel
That's
as important.
The difference.
Yeah, but
the stepmom hasn't been around her whole life like the stepdad has.
But the plan is that she's going to be there for the rest of your life, and hopefully you guys can continue to bond. And this is a part moment that allows you to bond. And later you'll look back when you are closer going, I am glad we danced together at my wedding.
Really?
Maybe.
No way.
Am I reaching?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the stepmom's wild for asking to butt in on this dance.
She's wild out of pocket for sure.
But you think that dancing Darla should just say, do what the mother of the bride's going, whatever makes everyone happy.
Exactly.
I don't care.
And I get it, bro, but it feels a little petitious, man. It is your day. It's you do what you want, but then everybody's getting danced with but your stepmom.
Yeah. Pretty much, because she came in 3 years ago.
Well then.
Awkward. And I get it. Once you're already a family, you're like, what about me?
But, yeah.
All right, 414.
For the rest of life now?
No, not for the rest of life. No. In 18 years, when she gets remarried for the second time,
hey,
then the stepmom can have half the dance.
Then
at that
she can
one.
Dance?
Yeah, because she'll be around for 20 years.
She'll dance at the second wedding?
414-533-1037.
You gotta stop.
Is dancing Darla the jerk for not dancing with her stepmom at her wedding? She doesn't want to. She wants to dance with stepdad, dad, and mom. And
you're
that's
saying
it.
No. You're saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk. It's the bride's wedding. She gets what she wants, and I'm just blown away that the stepmom even asked. I get why she... It's all for optics at this point.
Yeah, it's for optics.
And that's what irritates me even more. Over it.
I say jerk for not even considering it. Right? Or at least talking to her about it and being like, no, I'd rather not, because maybe she could talk you into it by giving you the reasons why she wants to.
If it was a biological mom or something, different. I might be able to be like, okay, this is awkward, because do you remember the famous story that I've told, and I'll tell it again. My cousin at her wedding only had her stepdad walk her down the aisle.
Oh, that's
not
right.
Her biological father, who is my blood uncle.
Your uncle.
Because you know why? My uncle for years struggled with alcoholism and was not in her life. There were birthdays she didn't even get a card. And so she asked her stepdad to walk her down the aisle. My uncle is clean for many years. He's in her life. But at the end
and
of the day,
at the wedding.
And was at the wedding happily, but he was not the one who walked her down the aisle.
And
was that awkward?
He understood.
Yeah, but it was awkward as hell, but we all just dealt with it because it is what it is.
Is it
you
awkward
can't pretend
still today?
Like you're a happy family when you're not. It's great today.
It doesn't matter. Today
they're great.
Cool.
But she's been married 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Well, maybe then it doesn't matter.
I'm saying,
the dance don't matter.
Whoever your parent is to you is your parent.
Ah, dog.
But you can't. Your stepmom can't come in. All right. 414-533-1037. I'm talking in circles here. So I say
not the jerk.
You say jerk.
At least talk.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so you call in and decide the answer to the moral dilemma on Am I the Jerk? You can always send them in, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Dancing Darla wants to know if she's the jerk for not dancing with her stepmom at her wedding.
Yeah, it's better y'all decide than us, because we can just like start the conversation. Mm-hmm. Y'all actually get to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I want to start with Lisa in Maguanago this morning. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Okay, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for not dancing with her stepmother at her wedding. She's going to dance with her stepdad, her biological father, and her mother, but not her stepmom. And now the stepmom wants in.
We got a four ain't bad. What'd you think?
Yeah, so I think Darla's being the jerk. I think it's okay she doesn't dance with her stepmom. The relationship she has with her stepmom, it is what it is.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But to make her mom take the blame is not okay.
Oh.
She needs to have a conversation with her stepmom, and she needs to tell her the truth. Because, listen, in the future, hopefully Darla's going to have a family, and her parents are going to want to continue to come together for those children's birthdays and future life celebrations.
Sure. And the important part.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to.
You go ahead. You were on a roll
there. We're ADD and talk to agree to understand.
And but I don't think it's fair, though, that the bride is now getting blamed because the stepmom has inserted herself in what she thinks, how she thinks the dances should go. At the end of the day, it's the bride and groom's decisions. I hate it when parents overstep the boundaries and try to make all the decisions, especially if they're adding money to the pot, then they really think they get to say in the wedding.
But since it is their decision.
They, she didn't even even do anything. And now she's getting blamed for it?
Does the anything also count not having had a conversation with the stepmom as to why she doesn't want to dance with
her? If she doesn't owe her that, the stepmom needs that.
I think that's the least that she owes her.
On what planet do you have to dance with your stepmom at your wedding or your stepdad? You don't.
In a world where anybody can say anything to anyone, the stepmom said, hey, I'd like to dance with you at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't just leave her on red.
She didn't read the room.
You can't leave her on red. You got to explain why you don't want to dance with her so she can hopefully understand why, or explain why it's a good enough reason to dance.
I get why Lisa's saying she's a jerk. I just don't think it's fair to the bride.
Fair enough.
But I think the stepmom's being a jerk too. Did she even ask Darla, or did she just jump to Darla's mom?
That's what I'm saying. Why is Darla not the jerk in that scenario? The stepmom's putting herself into this scenario.
This sucks regardless. Yeah.
It does suck regardless.
They need to have the awkward conversation together.
Yeah.
Not involving others.
Mm. Well, we already have. Mm-hmm. We already have. Where are you? Good morning, 103.7 KISS FM.
Hi.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Lisa.
Thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
She said jerk, dude.
I heard it.
Let's go to Megan in Muskego and see what she thinks. Hi, Megan.
Morning, fam.
Good morning.
All right. Is dancing Darla the jerk for not dancing with her stepmom at the wedding?
No, she is not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Opposite of what Lisa just said, go on.
Yeah. So I think it's mostly because the stepmom inserted herself without, kind of consulting the bride. It seems like she kind of just went to mom, which mom was being actually very nice and being
she
like,
was.
I don't really care, whatever's being
she
kept,
was.
You know. So my parents are together, but my husband's parents are divorced, and I'm fairly certain that, my husband's mom, he gets along with all of, his mom, both of his parents are remarried, so he's got four parents.
And right. He gets along with everyone.
He loves all of them, but he only danced with his mom at the wedding, and as far as I know, no one had an issue with it, because, that's his mom, and that's who birthed him, and,
That's why I said the audacity to call up the other mom and be like, I think we should split the mother of the daughter dance when you're the stepmom. I'm like, that is wild.
It's kind of catty.
He's been in the picture since he was, maybe 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like she was in the picture for a long time, but she's still, that's the moment with me and my mom.
Mm.
And, it's my mom's parents are divorced, too, and my mom actually... She asked her stepdad to walk her down the aisle when she got married, and he said, no, that is something for your father to do.
So many different paths, and she asked the stepdad, and he said
no.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oof.
But Megan says not the jerk for refusing to dance with her. It's wild that the stepmom, I can't believe the stepmom asked.
She inserted herself kind of catty and willingly, so it's like you got to have that same catty and willing conversation back and go, nah.
She wants to be as important as everybody else, and it's not saying you aren't, but don't force it on people.
Man, if you don't take the boutonniere and just put that bad boy on and keep rocking,
let the usher walk you to the front and just sit down and be quiet.
They're going to know you're the stepmom. Yeah. Trust us. Dang, bro.
All right. Thanks for calling, Megan. You have a good day.
Bye.
Split down the middle. And guess who's on the phone ready to be a tiebreaker? She said she is hot over this topic.
Oh, my goodness.
Saucy Sandra. I have no idea which way she's going, by the way. Saucy.
Hey, babe, my friend.
Morning, Friday. Yep.
Happy Friday. Okay, so which way are we going? Jerk or not the jerk for refusing to dance with the stepmom?
For refusing to dance with the stepmom, she is not the jerk. However, where she is the jerk is where she didn't directly communicate with, I'm with Lisa, where she didn't directly communicate with the stepmom. However, but for the stepmom is also the jerk for not communicating with
the bride,
Darla,
trying to
Darla
go around.
Mm-hmm. However,
double, triple, quadruple, however.
You're wrong, but I'll tell you why in a second. Go on, Saucy.
The stepdad is the jerk because he already communicated with Darla, hey, you should do this. And Darla said, no, I'm not interested in that.
Dad.
And or not stepdad, the regular
the dad.
So the dad's really the one who's in the jerk for the butt for.
Because the dad's been hinting.
You need to talk to your dad, Dancing Darla.
Because he should have cut it off and been like, no, this
100%.
Is.
100%.
He's trying to make the wife happy and not the daughter.
Exactly.
Validate the stepmother's feelings and say, I understand where you feel left out. However, this is my wedding. My stepfather has been in my life.
Since I was five.
No disrespect.
Kindergarten. Child.
He has helped raise me.
Mm-hmm.
You have only been in my life for 3 years now.
Oh, no.
There is a big difference between that.
You know, I said I'm going to tell you why you're wrong about communicating, because this is, imagine the same scenario with bridesmaids or groomsmen. And we go through this all the time with weddings where you decide who you're going to have in your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go have a conversation with the people you don't choose? Hell no. I don't go, hey, just so you know, I asked all them to be in my wedding, but not you. No, you ask the people you want to ask.
At the same time, are those people butting their butts in and saying, hey, I'm the bridesmaid
I would be just
now.
As irritated with them. But I'm saying you don't owe anyone a conversation as to why they're not in your wedding. That's all I'm saying.
We had to have a couple conversations, Aaron and I, with people about why they weren't a part
of our wedding. Isn't it awkward?
It's awkward. It's weird.
Nobody wants to have those, and you don't owe anyone those.
And you're like, bro, why are we doing this right
so
now?
So awkward.
You kind of took our day and made it about
and this is where I'm going with the stepmom.
You are right.
Yeah.
You
don't owe her a conversation.
It's the dad that's the jerk.
He needs to be managing the stepmom is what Sauce is
saying. However.
And he is stirring.
But for.
Therefore, and in light of.
Nonetheless.
Dr. Phil said every but for. And when you get to the first but for and can't go any further, that's where your answer is.
Ergo. We appreciate you, Sauce.
Bye, Saucy.
My love.
Bye. Goodness gracious. Love. Peace.
So not the jerk for not dancing with the stepmom.
Yo, it's Friday for sure.
It
Y'all
is.
Are on one, and so are we.
I'm even on one, man. I'm not even getting married. I'm mad about this. I got nothing in this game.
I ain't even looking at the text. Leave me out of those, bro.
Oh, man. I'm afraid to look at the texts.
Let's do it.
You're right. Trish said, I think jerk just because they made room for both dads, but not both mom figures.
The only one left out. I could hear that.
Somebody said she's the jerk for making everyone sit through even more dances.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.